Her name was not unusual, Miriam in the Hebrew. Her life was not remarkable either. She hailed from Nazareth, an unimportant village in Galilee, north of Judea. Luke and Matthew tell us that she was a virgin and that she was engaged to a God-fearing, law-abiding, kind man named Joseph. Considering that the rabbis set a girl's minimum age to be married at 12 and a boy's at 13 in those days, most young marriages were made by arrangement rather than by attraction. Perhaps Mary's and Joseph's engagement had taken place under those circumstances. Either way, though, it should be noted that Miriam, Mary, complied with her culture. She was not in rebellion. Mary was normal. There's nothing about her that would suggest the possibility of public notoriety or a special proclivity toward piety. If she anticipated being a mother, it almost certainly was not anytime soon, let alone before the marriage was consummated. But everything was to change for Mary. The obscurity and security of life as she knew it were over. The turning point in human history was about to occur. And Mary, Miriam, was to be the crucible. From Mary, we learn about miracles and how to receive them. She understood that God works in unexpected ways, in unexpected places. Mary understood that God could come into the world by the means of the very ordinary, the very common, by means even of a simple Jewish young woman expecting a baby. From her, we should learn that God can work in our own lives. After all, God's miracles are nowhere more difficult to see than when they occur right before our eyes. Before the inn, which was too crowded to receive them, before the angels sang to shepherds, before wise men ever saw the star, before all of these, there was the mother, who was not much more than a child herself, and she was learning that she was to give birth, to bring forth a new life, and she was learning that the child whom she would bear would somehow bring new life to the whole world and bring the love of God to all. She heard that promise and trusted it, and believed in it with all her might, with her very being she trusted it. And indeed the child was born, and he was the Son of the Most High. But first, before the promise was ever fulfilled in history, first that promise was fulfilled in the heart of one young woman. For Mary, that promise was fulfilled first in her heart and later in history. But for you and me, we know that the promise has already been fulfilled in history. Now it awaits fulfillment in our hearts.